All right, y'all. We are back this week for another fun mini-series episode with the amazing J.D. Rogers himself. Today, we're talking about the ever-so-debated topic of, can guys and girls just be friends? Now, this question is honestly pretty unique to the Christian culture as well, because we make it all sorts of weird up in her, okay? A lot of people on one side do not think it's possible and think that at one point, someone is bound to catch feels for the other person. Whereas I also know people who really think it is possible to have male and female friendships with very clear boundaries. So today, JD and I, we dive into what we believe about all this and how as singles currently in our lives, we are personally navigating our individual male and female friendships. So without further ado, here's my combo with JD on Can Guys and Girls Just Be Friends? JD, we are back.
Yes, we are back a little different.
And differently, let's say it.
We are in person.
What up?
First time officially meeting Miss Kate, the professional dating coach. I'm going to take full advantage of this opportunity. It's not every day you get a dating guru sitting right across the table from you, all the way from California. You're in my city, Dallas, Texas.
I'm in G-Town. That's right.
So exciting. And
well,
it's an
every
honor.
Episode, I've been introducing you as the one and only JD Rogers. So
you can't do that.
Yeah, I'm doing it every time.
Well, now I'm with the one, the only Kate Warman.
Woo-woo!
You know her, you love her.
This is just me so fun already because we can do it all virtually. Like I know, I feel like I know you before we even like met in the flesh.
Yeah,
you know,
like, that's my girl Kate.
Yeah, right.
I know her.
But now we're doing it in the in real life. So everyone, buckle up because it's going to be even that much more amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Cannot wait.
Today we are talking about, can guys and girls just be friends? Dun dun dun.
Can they? It's the question everyone's asking.
Everybody. And it's a Christian thing. I don't think that the people outside the church as much think about it. They're
totally.
Just like, oh, we just have friends that are like of the opposite gender.
Totally.
But it's when in the church culture, I find it's like this weird thing. And there's a lot of different opinions about it. So I've had lots of debates with lots of different people in my life about whether it's yes or no.
Totally.
Or somewhere in between.
Yep.
And so what do you think?
Hot take. Well, I'll say this first. A lot of leaders in my life do not think it's possible.
Right.
They think that eventually someone must and will catch feelings.
That's what I hear. Yep.
And like, there's no convincing them of anything else. Like, they are sure of it. And I take the stance, I actually disagree.
Yeah.
I think that some guys and girls can just be friends.
Yeah.
However, there are nuances to every hot take like this.
Yes.
And I would like to talk about them and explore, you know, all my different thoughts on this, why I think that is.
Yeah.
I also think that it is rare that people, if they decide to navigate in these muddy and unclear waters of friendship with the opposite sex, it's very rare that you find people who do it maturely, intentionally, and well.
Right.
So I think a lot of these leaders are kind of giving a strong opinion.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
because,
being overprotective.
Because they're like, I have seen this go so wrong so many times, let's just avoid it at all costs.
Right.
But what that creates in the church culture is just this overanalysis of every move you make with someone of the opposite sex. You're just like, can I this? Can I that? And it just creates this like, no one's getting to know each other because they're all afraid that they're going to, you know, send the
like
wrong signals.
Other, and, or,
yeah,
yeah,
like each other.
Or that.
Which, oh my gosh, we're going to like each other at the end of the world. But it's like, so yeah, I agree. Like, I think in the church, this is unique to Christian culture. I think if a lot of people outside of the Christian culture heard this, they'd be like, what?
Yeah, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
this is so weird. Like, why are you having this combo?
So
I happen to agree with you, and I've heard lots of different things on this as well. But I think, yes, guys and girls can be friends. What I would say is there's three things I say. I say, one, it's important to be on the same page. And that's where when you pointed out, like, it, you know, they're not doing it very maturely. Like, that's the thing. Like, are they on, are you on the same page with that person? And so that just means like in the beginning, like if a guy and I are chatting and it seems like we're like, it's a friend thing, but I always call out like, hey, I just want you to know, like really care about you as a brother. I want to be friends with you.
Right.
Just so that there's no point of confusion within that, you know, because that's what I do. I probably over communicate, but like, that's what I try right. to do. Like, hey, this is like, I think you're awesome. I want to be friends. I just want to make sure like we're on the same page to start if we're going to like be chatting like this, you know?
Totally. And I think a lot of this, it falls on the man. I think it's up to a lot of men. If you're going to try to be intentional and friends with someone of the opposite sex, it is, you're also signing up to lead with a lot of clarity and over communication.
Yeah.
And I bet, Kate, I don't want to get too personal, but I bet the reason why you over communicate like that and feel the need to is because you found yourself in a lot of what we call friendationships.
Right.
Where
okay, let's
you
say it.
Are wanting a relationship with someone without the commitment and the title, mm-hmm. like without the exclusivity that relationships bring.
Yeah.
And so you kind of fill each other's emotional void tank and maybe physical tank in different ways. Yeah. You cross boundaries that you know you shouldn't, but you got there because someone didn't communicate.
Yeah.
And you saw how it ended in wounds and different things. So therefore you're like, I need to over communicate.
So we don't end up here again.
And now you probably deal with some insecurities of that, of like, man, I don't want to come off like I'm like assuming he likes me.
Right.
You know, yes. Sometimes it can be like, I don't want to say that because I don't want to make it sound like, look, you can't be friends with me and not fall in love with me. So right. Let me just get this right off the bat. You're my brother type. Like, yeah. Let me friend zone you. Like, that's not what you're doing.
Yeah.
But it's what you feel like you have to do because of the lack of communication probably in past friendships.
Yeah, that's true. And I also know my own, I will say on my end too, I've had a tendency in the past to also just love friendationships. Like in my way past, it was like, that felt good, you know? And now yeah. I really just genuinely want to be, it's a check for me too. Like I genuinely care about this person as a friend. And I want them to know that, you know? So there's that end on my, that's why I also say it personally, but.
And I feel like most people where they fall into the friendationship trap is after an experience that was hard, whether it be through the mourning of a death, just a dry season, maybe a breakup. Those friends, we start to enter into friendationships because we're like, I know I'm not in a place to be dating right now, but it doesn't mean that I don't have this emptiness or these holes that I need to be filled. And instead of running to the Lord and to scripture and to different things, we run to a person, which is so common. And it's not like, it is in a way like your design. Like,
yeah, that makes sense. Like we are wired for community and connection and intimacy. So there's a level where like everything you're saying isn't bad.
Right.
It's just when we are doing it and we're potentially even unaware of it, because I do think I want to just say sometimes people are unaware of how much they're getting out of some of their male female friendships.
Totally.
Like you have to wake up to the fact that like sometimes, wait, am I getting, how many girls do I have in my life? If I'm a guy, how many girlfriends am I investing into versus guy friends and vice versa?
Right.
Because if that number is skewed, it's like, oh, why am I just running? If I'm a guy, why am I only running to females to like talk about the depths of my soul?
Right. And I've heard females do the same of like running to a bunch of men, and they do it in the name of like, well, it's just easier for me to hang out with guys.
Yes, exactly.
I'm way more chill than girls, or I'm way more this, or I had brothers growing up. And there's some validity to that. But like also that's just not what God intended. Like you need to run first and foremost to people of this, like females to females, males to males, because of what we're talking about. You'll start to enter into that kind of like, you'll cross lines.
And it'll mostly feel like this person supporting you, you know?
Totally.
And I do have like, I could think of one amazing guy friend, and he is like, we definitely invest in each other's lives, but he isn't always the first person I call. He's not necessarily the first person I call in the state of something really emotional.
Right.
He'll be like, down the line, you
totally.
Know, and that's how I function. I don't want to say it's like this black and white way, but I do think that we need to recognize friendationships are happening all over the place. That's why people, I think, feel like they guys and girls can't be friends, because
totally.
They end up in these friendationships, which are confusing. Mm-hmm. And then somebody does catch feels because there's a lot of emotions being exchanged, you know?
And so
let's say we don't want to create this fear culture in the church for guys and girls to hang out in community together and not assume we're all going to fall in love or cross physical boundaries. So let's say, okay, I don't want to fall into a friendationship, but I also do want to like be able to hang out with people and just no pressure, hang out and make friends with people because like they have something to offer and all these different things. Like, what would you say, Kate, have been some helpful things for people wanting to be friends with someone of the opposite sex?
Yes. So like I said, I first usually say it in the beginning, like, hey, at some point I say it, like I make it clear, like this is my friend. For me, I also, if I ever feel confused in any capacity, I bring that up. Like if I ever feel like, oh, this feels a little more flirtatious, or they're maybe opening up in a more emotional way than they ever have in the past. That's not necessarily bad that they're expressing their vulnerability. I just want to make sure, like, are they leaning on me as somebody that is like their rock through this? You know, like who else are they leaning on? So I'll have check-ins if I feel confused in any capacity. Yeah. And that's what I think like we're afraid to do. We're afraid to clarify with somebody and have a check-in because we don't want to come off as like intense or weird or that we're assuming that they like us. But I'm like, let's just be honest that sometimes things feel like they're like, we don't know. So let's have, if you don't know, it's your responsibility to at least ask, know? And that's where I see a lot of people play the victim card of like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And then they're living in the, I don't know. I'm like, did you ask?
Like, we overcomplicate it.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I want to take a quick break in this epic mini series with JD today to share something with you I think you're going to absolutely love as we close out this crazy year of 2020 and move into a fresh new year. If you haven't already heard me say it, recently I opened up on Instagram about having gone through a very unexpected heartbreak earlier this fall. Now, on top of all the 2020 ups and downs, I was not expecting that breakup. And maybe you felt discouraged or grieved by some different things that 2020 has brought. Maybe you also lost a relationship like I did, or maybe your dating life has just felt more bland and hopeless than ever before. Or maybe you've put yourself out there and just keep feeling discouraged with the results. The reality is, it's been a really tough year for so many of us, and when it comes to our prayer life, it's actually been hard for so many people to find consistent rhythms. I mean, you think you'd be the opposite because we've been home more during the pandemic. But what I've personally found is that I've been actually more unmotivated and more distracted this year than ever before at home. Can you relate? Well, I have something today that's going to help you with all of that. Throughout my breakup this year, I found it's more important than ever to establish a routine of consistent prayer. That's where my friend Stephanie Mae Wilson's amazing and beautiful prayer journal called Every Single Moment comes onto the scene. For me, I want my prayer time to be more than just something I check off the list, you know? I want it to be the time I look forward to most every day as a way to pray for myself, praise God for what He's doing, and intercede on behalf of others. Every Single Moment has helped me to stay on track, be focused, and get re-excited about my prayer time every day. I also love that in the prayer journal, it helps you navigate what you're feeling and what you're processing through different journal prompts, and it encourages you to get really real with God and yourself about what you're really feeling and where you're really at. Here's some of the things that Every Single Moment helps you sort through. How to be more content about being single. How to become the best version of yourself. How to get out of your comfort zone. How to date with purpose and intentionality. How to love yourself and be more confident. How to break through your fears of rejection in relationships. How to get ready for marriage. How to know what to look for in a spouse. How to learn from the past so you can step into a beautiful future. With the new year coming up super fast, you just might want to treat yourself to some extra mental care or just start the year off fresh and new. So I want to encourage you to buy this prayer journal, either for yourself or even for a friend, my goodness. And the exciting part is that Stephanie today is offering us Heart of Dating People 15% off her journal by using the code HEART. All you have to do is go to smaywilsonshop.com and enter the code HEART for 15% off. Today is the day, friend. You can start finding hope, start praying for your future spouse, start developing a consistent and rich prayer rhythm now that will carry you into the new year. Today is when you start loving your single life more than ever before, and you start finding the blessings in every single moment. Go to esmaewilsonshop.com and use our very special promo code HEART for Heart of Dating listeners, and you'll get 15% off.
I'll just speak for men.
Yeah.
I wish this were not true, but a lot of times we're just oblivious.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not making an excuse for men.
Yeah.
We need to stop. That needs to stop being our mantra. Like, I'm calling it out. I'm calling out. I think a lot of times it's not even oblivious. It's passivity. And it's like, I'd just rather not. It's like a form of laziness. And I'll say I was oblivious or I didn't know, but it's like, well, I just didn't want to address it.
Right.
Like, 'cause it's just weird. And it's guys would just rather not.
Here's what I want to bring up in that. And this is like a thing that I've talked about a lot. Like, your intention as a dude may be like, I just see this person as a friend. So like, I'm oblivious to the fact that they may be catching feels, but I'm like, your intention may be like, I have no desire to like care, but to date this person. But you also have to think of how it's being received on the other end. I think it goes both ways. Don't just assume that just because someone's kind, they are into you, right?
Right.
Or they like you more than a friend. But also, if you're talking to that person frequently, constantly checking in with them and opening up to them very intimately, then do you ever think at all that maybe this person would ever like you? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it could go so many ways.
Yeah.
Someone could be wrongly assuming,
yes.
Which is like, you shouldn't assume. You should know. Like, you should don't live in the assumption phase or the I don't know phase. Like, know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Know what you're communicating always. And like, do check-ins constantly.
Yeah.
I have a female friend that we constantly reestablish boundaries even if we don't cross them.
Exactly.
It's like, hey,
yeah,
remember, we don't hang out one-on-one. I don't call you about deep, long talks.
Yeah.
I don't text you just to text you all the time. Like,
yeah,
there are just things, but that doesn't mean I don't care about you. If you need me, let me know. Like, I want to be there for you, but I'm not going to like be there all the time because that's just not what we are. And like,
yeah,
that's going to be another man's job one day.
Yeah.
It's just not mine. And
that's the hard part too with male-female friendships. Again, I believe you can have them. And I also believe that there's a level that they change when you're seriously dating, eventually when you're married, you know? Like, mm-hmm. So thinking about, yes, I can have a person of the opposite gender in my life. How much are they one of my top people? Because that changes. You know, you're investing so much in this one person of the opposite gender, and then you find someone you want to seriously date, that the dynamic will change.
It
should change.
Yeah,
you know,
it has to.
Like, yeah.
And that's what I think a lot of times what we don't even realize that we're getting here.
Yeah.
We don't realize until it's too late that we're there. So for me personally, although I believe they exist, I always tell girls, like, I'm just not looking for another gal pal necessarily. Like, I'm not looking for I'm just at the place where I am looking for a spouse. So why get that close to someone that I can't see anything with? Hopefully a spouse isn't far away. So like, it's going to have to change anyway. So like, why create ties? Why create? Now, it doesn't mean that I can't be kind to people and like spend time with people and like, you know, get to know people and all the things that just normal people do.
Right.
But I'm thinking about it. And if I ever feel the desire to start investing in a relationship with the opposite sex, I ask myself, why invest in something that isn't going to be a committed relationship? And when I say invest, I mean invest.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, totally. Like best friend status.
Yeah. You know? It's like, why at this age and at this season, like, why do that? Like, and so I think like things just change as seasons go. In college, I had so many more close girlfriends, not more than guys, but I did have like, you know, probably a good like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And now maybe 1 or 2,
right?
Maybe,
yeah.
And it just changes because it's like, again, girls are watching, and if they're like, "Man, he's hanging out with girls all the time and hitting up girls all the time," like that's kind of sketchy, and like, and not he's not in a relationship with any of them. Why is that? Like, it causes confusion, and
right,
that's just not.
I feel like that's some guys I've dated in the past that have had so many female friends have been like, it's not bad. Like, I have no bad intentions with it. I just like love hanging out with women. And then somebody I did date would like meet up one-on-one with girls that wouldn't even tell me. And I was like, I'm sorry. I am not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Nor do I think any girl that I personally know is also comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Okay. And if you are going to meet up with that person, in the very least, that needs to be run through the person you're dating. In the very least, you know, like that's the thing, right?
And that's where I think stuff like that is why all these leaders would say, just don't do it. It's like not worth it. And like, I appreciate that heart of like, they do care for us and they've seen so much hurt and they've seen so much like pain. And so,
I would
just say, hey, know yourself. Like, there is so much power in self-awareness.
Yes.
And if you can't keep it as like the kind of friendship that we're talking about, just don't do it.
Right.
Like the Bible says, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. So if you find yourself in this pattern of, man, every time I get close to women, I end up hurting them, or it turns into a friendationship or whatever, it's not worth it.
Yes.
Like, be kind, be polite, but like, just don't do it. Now, if you're going, no, I have a little more stability, I know myself, I'm not afraid to have the hard conversations, I'm not afraid to fight for clarity, I'm not afraid of all these things, then like, do that, but do it with guys being aware if you're a guy, girls being aware if you're a girl. And like you said, prioritize them correctly. Don't make them your go-to. Don't make them your first call. Don't make them your late night call.
Yeah.
Treat them like an appropriate friendship.
Yes. And you need to know your individual boundaries. That's what it comes down to with that. Like, know yourself and then know what your boundaries are. I think we're just not doing that work of analyzing ourselves and like what's really going on in our hearts. Like, I had to sit back a few years ago and say, oh, I am receiving a lot of validation from men, even just my male friends who I have no interest in dating. So for a season, I had to cut out a lot of those male friendships because I realized just how much I was getting personally that needed healing, mainly through God and female friends, you know?
Yep.
And so it was like, not forever. I have guy friends now, but I'm very much aware that that's a pattern of mine in the past. So I'm going to always be like bringing that to my attention. Like, why am I texting this guy friend more often? You know, and you need to know your tendencies and have people in your life that also know those tendencies and then set appropriate boundaries. And then my last thing I'll just say is like, if for some reason somebody catches feels, just like, this just needs to be brought up and you can still move forward even if somebody catches feels and it doesn't, and the other person doesn't feel it, right?
Totally.
And we talked about that in a previous episode. Like, it doesn't have to ruin the friendship.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, things will have to change.
Yes.
But they should have changed even before that was expressed. Like, things should already have had to change before that was even expressed. Does that make sense? Like, if you're there, like, no matter what, change was coming.
Yes.
So now just change.
Yes.
And then be civil friends again. Like, it's okay.
It's fine. Like,
we're at that phase
cool,
of life.
Everyone.
Yeah. You know, people are looking and they're searching, and like, there's nothing wrong with catching feels. It's wrong if you are staying in that and like letting that friendship, quote unquote, fulfill that desire of like a relationship and all of that, and just like you're isolating yourself and not talking about it, and it's snowball effect getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then what do you know? You know, that person gets a girlfriend, or that guy gets a boyfriend.
Now you feel rejected and crushed, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's because I put so much stock
in. And that person's like, huh? You liked me?
Wait, what? Yeah. I did not even, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's so, just like wisdom for your own self and guarding your own heart, right?
Totally.
Like, hey. All right, JD, awesome. Hard
good
conversation.
Stuff.
This is a hard combo.
Yeah,
it's controversial.
It might result in hard combo. So good luck out there. This is you.
Ayo, go have those hard combos. Peace.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.